I didn't know what to do when they were sharing some of the stories of their past. I'd known this person for decades, but only now they were sharing something new, painful, full of trauma. It explained why they held certain beliefs, behaved in specific ways, and seemed to be haunted by a ghost of the past. Hi, and welcome to Turning the Page podcast. And today we're talking about washing the memories we all have free of trauma. You know, some trauma memories just keep us locked into our past. But I believe that there is a cleansing that can happen. What could I do to help this particular person with the wafting stench of an old trauma that was once again drowning out their present? Like, you want to go back and stop the trauma, but you don't have a time machine. Perhaps a quick prayer and, you know, sort of get out of the trauma zone as soon as possible. Then a thought, this person needs professional help, and an escape route appears. You know, a dominant feature of when you have these terrible memories is the utter shame that you actually have them. You fear to have them exposed. You don't want anyone to know. So you hide and try to sort them out yourself. You feel like you're a second-class citizen to God, of being on the outside. Everyone else is pure, good, and clean. God would love them, but not you. Why would God love you with all this trauma? You're not good enough. You know, memories and traumas can pollute the thinking and stigmatize the soul. It can shut down the true self from expressing itself. Yeah, in biblical times, and even in many countries today, there were a group of people kept on the outside of society. They were the lepers. No one was to come near them. They certainly could not come before God. There were holiness requirements that needed to be met. Washing, ritual inspection by priests, sacrifices, all required before connection and acceptance. Jesus was one that was known for connecting deeply with those on the outside of acceptability. And this was offensive to some people. He was also pretty harsh to those who felt outward appearance, like I've got my life together, was more important than the inner life. He said this in Matthew. We find it in the story of Matthew. Blind Pharisees, first clean the inside of the cup, and then the whole cup will be clean. So what he was saying is like, you can have a nice clean on the outside, but actually in the inside it's pretty messy. You need to clean that first. He goes on, woe to you Pharisees and you religious leaders. You are like beautiful mausoleums. You know, beautiful on the outside, full of dead men's bones and of foulness and corruption. You try to look like saintly men, but underneath those pious robes of yours are hearts besmirched with every sort of hypocrisy and sin. Jesus wasn't known for making friends with some people. In one of the most beautiful stories of Jesus, we find him washing feet. He takes on the role of the lowest servant in a household and washes the feet of his friends. And John records this. He says, Jesus got up from the supper table, set aside his robe, and put on an apron. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the feet of the disciples, drying them with his apron. Jesus, he just continues to turn the world upside down. His disciples then and now are still in shock. You think about it. Jesus, the Son of God, wanting to wash your feet, wash you. We used to have to wash before coming to God. Now God washes us. And Ezekiel, it says, for here's what I'm going to do. I'll pour water over you and scrub you clean. I'll give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. Ezekiel 36:25. Those memories, traumas, moments where your life, of course, was transgressed, they can be washed clean. It won't take the event away. That's not the intention. But the washing will clean off the pus and heal the wound. The pain will be taken out of the memory. The expression of a love that is greater than the trauma experienced will overwhelm the pain of the memory. We learn of something greater than which has locked us down to the past. our feet sense the presence of walking an ancient path of goodness. I like this passage from Jeremiah. It says, stand at the crossroads and look, and ask for the ancient paths. I love it. Ancient paths. That's what I want to walk on. Where the good way lies, and walk in it, and find rest for your souls. So how to be washed? Well, washing is a matter of ongoing prayerful attentiveness. As memories come and float into your awareness, capture them. Invite Christ to come with a bowl of pure, clean, sparkling water, water that is full of truth and love. See Christ pour water over your brain that washes through every neural pathway that contains those memories, replacing the pain with his presence. Ask Christ to debunk the memory of the pain and fill it with an awareness of him. And it's not just the one-off, it's repeated. Repeat this wash over and over again. Every time a trigger is pulled, present yourself to the high priest, Christ, for cleansing. Traumatic memories don't have to keep you bound to another time. We can ask Christ to wash our thinking with his presence. Here's some quotes to consider. Grace is amazing. By disorienting us, it properly orients us. Ronald Rollheiser. Love acts like a giant magnet that pulls out of us, like iron filings, every recorded injury, every scar. Terence Real. The key to growing any psychological resource, including compassion, is to have repeated experience of it that get turned into lasting changes in neural structure or function. Rick Hansen. We cannot attain the presence of God. We're already totally in the presence of God. What's absent is awareness. Richard Rohr. And a little quote from Philip Yancey that I just heard recently. Redeemed pain is more impressive than removed pain. God's healing has more to do with learning to worship than it does with getting life fixed. Craig Barnes. Some questions. What is your immediate internal response to someone sharing pain? Number two. How would you respond to Christ washing you? Three. How are we to grow awareness of Christ with us and his desire to wash our painful memories? I hope you found this helpful and that some of the memories that you have that might contain pain, that you might ask Christ to come and wash them, purify them, clean them with his love and with his truth. And I pray that may happen more and more regularly every day. Hey, thanks for joining us, and I do hope that the Turning the Page podcast is helpful to you. I just want a big thank you to those people who regularly support the website and the podcast. Just a little bit each month, like $1 a month, goes a long way. It really helps and really encourages me. You might like to support Turning the Page by coming over to the website. It's turningthepage.info/support. Hey, thanks for this, and we'll catch up with you next week.